So let's review. This perek deals primarily with the halachas of par kohen hamashiach. The kohen gadol who was anointed with the shemen hamishcha inadvertently permitted for himself an avera that is punishable by karas and also committed this avera inadvertently, is liable to bring a par for a korban chatas. The first two mishnayos in this daf make several distinctions in the halacha of par kohen hamashiach. Zok the mishnah, ha'iru kohen mashiach la'atzma yishoygig va'asa shoygig may be par. The Kohen HaMashiach is liable to bring a par for a korban chatas only if both the Hayra and the Avera were b'shegig. However, Shegig v'asa mezin, mezin v'asa shegig pater. The Kohen HaMashiach is not liable for a korban if either his ruling was intentional or his Avera was intentional, because Shairaz Kohen HaMashiach la'atzmei Kairaz bezin l'tzibur. There is a hekish, a comparison from the ruling of the Kohen HaMashiach for himself to the ruling of bezin for the tzibur, as the pasuk states, v'ma Kohen HaMashiach yechta la'ash masa'am hari Mashiach k'tzibur. Just as the tzibur is liable for a par only of both the hayra and the avera were b'shegig, so too the kohen mashiach is liable for a par only of both the hayra and the avera were b'shegig. Zok the mishnah. If the Kohen HaMashiach committed an avera through his own ruling, while the tzibur committed a different avera through Bezdin's ruling, the Kohen HaMashiach achieves atonement only through his own par, but not through the tzibur's par. However, if both the Kohen HaMashiach and the tzibur committed the same avera because the Kohen HaMashiach and Bezdin issued the same erroneous ruling, the Kohen HaMashiach also achieves atonement through the par helm davishal tzibur, and he does not require his own carbon because the pasuk of the Kohen HaMashiach states, Achatasa yashachata, which implies that only if the Kohen HaMashiach committed the avera independently is he liable for his own carbon. But if he committed the avera together with the tzibur, he's not liable for a separate carbon. The Gemara now elaborates that the Mishnah's halacha applies only in the case of Kohen Shahayu Muflin Shnayan. The Kohen Mashiach and Bezdin were both expert judges competent to issue halachic rulings. Therefore, Hayre Matzibur V'asa Matzibur Meskapole Matzibur, because the Hayra of each one is significant. However, in the case of Hu Mufla V'heim Eina Muflon, if only the Kohen Mashiach was an expert while Bezdin were not experts, then even if Hayre Matzibur V'asa Matzibur Meskapole B'fnei Atzmai, the Kohen HaMashiach must bring his own carbon because Hayra Dilahayim V'lay Klum Ubaya Sui Kisbay Sir Kol Chad B'chad. The ruling of Bezdin has no significance and they don't bring a par helm davishal tzibur. Rather, each individual requires their own chatas yachad. And in the case of De'inu Mufloin V'hulav Muflo, if only Bezdin were experts but the Kohen HaMashiach was not an expert, then even if Hayra B'fnei Atzmai V'asa B'fnei Atzmai Ein Meskapolei B'fnei Atzmai, the Kohen HaMashiach does not bring his own par because Hayra Didei V'lay Klumi. The Hayra of the Kohen Mashiach has no significance and his Aveira is considered a Shigis Maisa without a Hayra, for which he does not bring a Par Kohen Mashiach nor a Chatas Yachad. The Gemara now elaborates on Hayra b'fnei Atzmai v'asa b'fnei Atzmai meskapa l'b'fnei Atzmai and explains what the Kohen Mashiach's ruling was and what the Bezdin's ruling was. Pshita hu b'chelav v'him b'avitz k'chavim chet b'fnei Atzmai hu. If the Kohen HaMashiach ate chelav while the tzibur worshipped the Avodah Zarah, the Kohen HaMashiach certainly does not achieve kapara through the par helam davish al tzibur because the chalukim b'tamayi v'chalukim b'karbanis. They committed different avirus which require different karbanis, as the Kohen HaMashiach requires only a par, while the tzibur requires both a par v'sar. And certainly a vice versa, hu b'avitz kechav v'heim b'chelav chat b'fnei atmehu. If the Kohen HaMashiach worshipped the Avodah Zarah while the tzibur ate chelav, the Kohen HaMashiach certainly does not achieve kapara through the par helam davish al tzibur because the chalukim b'karbanis sein legamri. They require totally different karbanis as the Kohen HaMashiach requires a se'ira while the tzibur requires a par. However, the Gemara inquires, hu b'chelav ha'machasa sakerv, v'hein b'chelav sh'ala dakin mahu, what is the halach if the Kohen HaMashiach ate chelav from one area while the tzibur ate chelav from a different area? Perhaps miskapa b'fnei atzmai, even though they both require the same carbon, a par, because ha'pligin b'tamayu, the mitrei k'roi k'asu. The sources for the two averus are derived from different psukim. Or perhaps miskapi matzibur, because shem chelav echadu, they both committed the same aver. And if we are to assume that shem chelav echadu, hu b'chelav v'heim b'damahu, what's the halach of the Kohen HaMashiach ate chelav while the tzibur ate dam? Perhaps miskapi b'fnei atzmai, because b'tamayu ha'pligin, they're different isurim. Or miskape matzibur because kibin the shavin b'karbon basa karbon azlinan, they require the same carbon. Take with this question remains unresolved. Our Mishnah proceeds with the reasoning that hayre matzibur v'asim matzibur miskapele matzibur because Bezdin and the Kohen Mashiach share the following similarities regarding their chiv carbon. She'ein Bezdin chayavin at sheyeru levatel miktzas l'kayim miktzas v'chin Mashiach. Regarding Shara Averis, both Beis Din and the Kohen Mashiach are liable for a par, only if they ruled to partially permit the mitzvah, but not if they ruled to completely uproot the mitzvah. As the Gemara explains regarding Beis Din, the Pasuk states, V'nelem davar, davar v'loy kol haguf. And regarding Kohen Mashiach, the Pasuk states, La'ash masa'am, hari Mashiach kitzibur. The Mishnah continues, V'loy b'avaydis kechavim, ad sheyeru levatel mikzis ulekayim mikzis. Regarding Avodah Zarah, the Beis Din is liable for a korban only if they rule to partially permit the mitzvah, but not if they rule to completely uproot the mitzvah. As the Gemara explains, there is a gzeirah shuvah from Shara Averis to Avodah Zarah. The pasuk of Shara Averis states, "Menelam davar me'ein ha'kol," and the pasuk of Avodah Zarah states, "V'hoye im me'ein ha'eda." Malahalim be'Beis Din, afkan nami be'Beis Din, u'malahalim davar v'le'kol aguf, afkan nami davar v'le'kol aguf. Just like regarding Shara Averis, the Hayra was through Beis Din to partially permit a mitzvah, so too regarding Avodah Zarah, the Hayra was through Beis Din to partially permit a mitzvah, but not to completely uproot a mitzvah. The next Mishnah proceeds with the similarities of Beis Din and Kohen Mashiach. Zok the Mishnah, Ein chayoven el al helm davar im shigyas maisa, b'chein Mashiach. Regarding Shara Averis, both Beis Din and the Kohen Mashiach become liable for a par, only if both occurred, they issued a ruling to permit an avera, and the actual avera was committed. As the Gemara explains regarding Beis Din, the pasuk states, "Vim koladas Yisrael yishku b'nelem davar." This teaches that in chayavin el al helm davar mshiges maisa. And regarding Kohen Mashiach, the pasuk states, "La'ash masa'am hari Mashiach ketzibur." The Mishnah continues, "V'loy b'avoydis kechavim ein chayavin el al helm davar mshiges maisa." Regarding Avodah Zarah, Beis Din becomes liable for a parla oila besara lechatas only if both they permitted the avera and the actual avera was committed, because of the gzereshava from Shara Averis to Avodah Zarah. The pasuk of other averas states, "V'nelam davar me'ein ha'kol," and the pasuk of Avodah Zarah states, "V'haye me'ein ha'eda." Malahalan in chayavin ela al helm davim shigis ma'isa, afkan in chayavin ela al helm davim shigis ma'isa. The Gemara points out, however, "V'ilu mashiach b'avodas kechavim leketani." Regarding Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah does not mention Kohen Mashiach because the Mishnah is Rebbe who holds Mashiach b'vitz kechavim b'shigas maisa. Regarding Avodah Zarah, the Kohen Mashiach becomes liable for a chatas even if he committed Avodah Zarah inadvertently without a hayra, without issuing a ruling. While the Chacham hold Mashiach b'vitz kechavim behalim taver, the Kohen Mashiach becomes liable for a chatas only if he committed Avodah Zarah inadvertently with a hayra, with issuing a ruling. As Gemara explains, they disagree in the understanding of the pasuk of Avodah Zarah that states, "Bechiper hakoin al nefesh hashagagas bechata bishgaga." Rebbe holds hanefesh ze Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, and hashagagas ze Nasi, the King, and bechata bishgaga teaches chet ze bishgaga yehei. From Avodah Zarah, they become liable even for merely a simple shgaga without a hara. While the Chacham hold bechata bishgaga teaches misha chatase bishgaga yatz Mashiach she'en chatase bishgaga elu behelam davar. Only one who is liable for Shara Averis with merely a simple Shkaga is also liable for Avodah Zarah with merely a Shkaga, and this excludes a Kohen Mashiach who is liable for Shara Averis only with both a Shkaga and Hayra. Therefore, he is also only liable for Avodah Zarah with both a Shkaga and Hayra. The Braisa concludes, however, Rishav and Shabbat Seira Kuyachid. Both Rebbe and the Chacham agree that for Avodah Zarah, the Kohen Mashiach brings a Seira like a Yachid and not a Par Besar like the Tzibur, because the pasuk of Yachad states, "Bim nefesh achas," the word nefesh includes echad Yachad, be'echad nasi, be'echad Mashiach. And v'shavin she'in maybe ashem toli. Both Rebbe and the Chacham agree that the Kohen Gadol does not bring a ashem toli for a questionable avera, because the pasuk of ashem toli states, "V'chipra levakoyin ashegagasa ashashagak." The superfluous words ashashagak teach ad de'ikar kachate bishgaga. One becomes liable for an ashem toli only if, for all other averis, he becomes liable with a shagaga alone, and this excludes a Kohen Mashiach who does not become liable for an ashem toli, because for shara averis he becomes liable only behelam davar im shigiges maisa, only with both a shagaga and hayra.